Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Outstanding in a cocktail. Outstanding in a cocktail.
I want to feel comfortable inside, Lance.
Outstanding in a...
You have got to be able to pull up.
Outstanding in a cocktail.
All right, tonight,
Tampa
Bay is in town. They have really been struggling lately, but they're throwing Shane McClanahan. Do you have any? Let me see if you know Shane McClanahan's numbers this year. Take a guess at Shane McClanahan.
Numbers?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know where to start. I mean, I'm going to say he's got 40 home runs.
He's their pitcher. He's not. That's not 100 walks. Tony.
No, McClanahan, I think, is what do you want? What do you want? Wins, losses, ERA?
Yeah.
Just standard pitching stuff?
Yeah.
I think 7-5 with 350.
Close. He's 11-1 with a 289.
But a lot of those should have been losses.
He's got a
he's 11-1 right now.
He had a .93 WHIP last year. He's got a 116 this year. He's 11-1. 112 strikeouts. He's about almost 3-1.
Well, do you know what Jordan Montgomery? I was looking at his WHIP.
2.7-1.
You were talking about Jordan Montgomery being pitching name that now has popped up with the Astros. That's probably more likely the type of guy that the Astros might look at. You know what his WHIP is this year?
Well, he's got a 3.68. His WHIP is probably 1.25.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that? I mean, what's that?
That's fine.
A 1-2 WHIP. That's not a top three pitcher.
No.
I mean, frankly, you've got top three pitchers. They just need a pitch
Okay. So Javier's on the mound tonight. What do you expect out of Javier tonight?
Against the Yankees?
Against the Rays.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, it's Rays. It's Rays and Orioles, right?
What did
you
call them?
Yankees. Yankees. The Yankees?
They're Yankees.
They're Yankees.
Janky.
This is where we're going Rays to Orioles, right?
We're going Rays, then Yankees, then
Orioles. Okay. Against Rays, I'm expecting a bad game.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you expecting a bad game?
Because Javier pitches bad. Even when he gave up one hit, he had 5 walks. I haven't seen
how
this.
How about we start seeing Javier the way no, we I'd used
love
to?
It. I'd love it. That would be great. What is my expectations? It ain't great.
I mean,
look at Javier. The last.
We got the Rays, then we got Cleveland, then Yankees, then Orioles.
Wait a minute. That Orioles series is that far away?
Yeah.
I don't have tickets to an Astros game until Seattle comes to town. No, I don't expect anything good.
You don't?
No, not really. Go look at Christian Javier. Show me his last good outing, his last Christian Javier outing.
Okay.
Bet you can't find it until. Bet you have to go to early June.
Let's see. Christian Javier, game log.
I'm glad he gave up just one hit and 5. That's awesome. But he also had 5 walks. That's not a Christian Javier game.
No, that's not a Christian Javier game. 6 innings, 5 hits, no earned runs, 2 strikeouts. Wow. No walks. That was against Washington.
A terrible team.
So he had against the Angels 6 innings. That was June 3rd. 6 innings, 6 hits, 1 run, 5 strikeouts, no walks.
Oh, that is. Okay.
That's okay.
That's a Javier game. It's been June 3rd, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he was going along pretty well. Yeah, the Cubs, six look, innings, two hits.
John, he was 7-1. Yeah. He's at, what is he right now? Is he 7-2 or 7-1?
7-2.
Okay, so he did take a lawsuit. Yeah. All right, so he was 7-1 at one point, not that long ago, or actually a little while back. Yeah, he was in the twos. He was 7-1 with an ERA like 2.9, 2.7, something like that.
Or 14-5 in his starts.
There's runs that are scored. Yeah. Yes. A lot of overs.
Yeah, there's been a few overs. A
lot of overs.
Yep.
But he's only got half of the wins that have come from his starts.
Yeah, he's just his totals this year. He's just not himself. He's given up in his whip right now. It doesn't have his whip here. He's got a 4.32 earned run average right now. Mm-hmm. Man, 4.32 Christian Javier. Goodness gracious. He's got to turn around. He's got a 7.8 ERA this month. Fromber in his last four starts has a 9 ERA. Five starts, 9 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
What? Are you kidding me?
It's unbelievable. That's why, you know, this is my concern for this team.
Five starts, his last 15
innings. You know, my dad made a run at Jake Myers again.
Well, Jake Myers didn't even play.
I know, but he called yesterday and, like, he's decided he likes him a little better since he's cut his hair. He goes, I feel like I like him a little bit better since he's cut his hair.
Now
he just thinks he's a low IQ player, just like, he just runs in from the outfield and he's looking around like he doesn't know where he is. My dad just will call. Jake Myers caught stray bullets on an off day. You see him looking around, you're not alone.
I got a buddy, Justin. Every time Jake does, if Jake stumbles a little bit coming out of the dugout, Jake sucks.
I mean, my dad's like, let's look at him looking around like he's not sure where he is. He's got this, you know, most players are talking to other players or looking at the baseball. They look like they're focused, and Jake's just looking around like a little kid who went outside for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I said, yeah. Like, what's going to happen if Jake goes to the minors? Who are you going to talk about? And now he's getting a little, he's not happy with Jeremy Peña either. I think Jeremy Peña is going to start catching it too.
All right, 912 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. There are some, it's not only trade deadline here in Major League Baseball, but there are some trade possibilities in the NFL.
Why'd you bring up McLaughlin, by the way?
Because they're facing him tonight. McClanahan.
Oh, I mean, McClanahan. Oh, just because of that?
They're facing him tonight.
Well, I know, but I didn't know if you were bringing him up for any. All we've been doing is talking about trade stuff.
Maybe,
like, what the hell?
No, Shane McClanahan, they're not trading.
The Rays aren't trading their ace.
No, he's pitching tonight in Minute Maid.
Are you surprised that Glasnow has not come back and become the ace there? Well, that's what I don't like. Although Glasnow gets touched up a little bit.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised. I don't care. They're the Rays. No,
well, you remember back when we watched him in 18 when we caught him tipping pitches?
We kicked his ass.
And, yeah, and I'm assuming it was tipping back then. I think it was tipping.
Yeah, it was tipping.
Even though, remember the entire broadcast afterwards, just before we knew about the trash can thing, they were acting like they knew something. Like,
oh, they knew something. The whole league knew.
Yeah.
I guess so, huh? The whole league knew.
The whole league knew, you think? Because I know all the guys on that set
but
knew.
But guess what? The whole league knew about the Dodgers.
Well, because the whole league knew a bunch of teams were doing it. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Everybody knew. Everybody knew what was going on. All right. 914 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for you to talk about your patio.
I bet it's -180 today against the Astros. I'll watch that game out on the patio tomorrow. I mean, today. I don't care. I like for it to cool down a little bit. I'll have those fans, got the 36-inch rod, what is it called? I can't remember what they're called, where the fans hang lower to where I'm closer to where I'm sitting, which has cooled it down a little bit. There's little things that they teach you at Texas Custom Patios that you didn't even know about. Certain appliances, for example, that you can do with grills. Some of the grills that they have that have an element in the back that allows you to do a rotisserie. It's a gas grill. They've got warmers on the side in my backyard where I've got warmers on the side so I can do rice and beans. If I'm doing fajitas, I can do put a Kamal out there and do my tortillas out there. And, of course, I got the big screen television and the sound system ready for game action. And that's the way that I wanted it. That's the way they built it. And I couldn't be happier. And it's always a lot of fun to be out there and enjoy yourself out on your patio watching games. creating memories, watched World Series games out there with my son last year. We were the good luck. We were the reason they won because we stayed outside when we needed to in game six. And we were throwing a football outside and watching the World Series. I'll never forget doing that with Sebastian. Make your own memories. Make your memories with your family. Make your memories with your friends. And actually enjoy where you live. Don't sit and wait and wait and wait and wait until it's too late. Do it right now with Texas Custom Patios. Look at their before and after, and you'll see incredible work that they do. It's TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You do like me.
I just don't like you no more.
You do like me.
I don't.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, how about, you know, we talk so much about trade proposals. How about this? How about some guys that could be out on the market this year? And it'll make perfect sense, Lance.
I was just doing a little runway.
What if Brock Purdy wins that job? What about Trey Lance?
Yep.
Trey Lance is a real possibility.
You got to try to get something for Trey Lance before you get nothing for Trey
Before you
Lance.
Get nothing. How about the Bucks? The Commanders? Which, by the way, they're not going to be the Commanders after this. They're changing their name.
Rebranding.
And
if you're Josh
sense.
Harris,
the Commanders is a terrible name. Terrible.
Yeah,
name.
I don't think the command. I don't think they. When
I was in grammar school, our nickname was the Warhawks, Washington Warhawks. I like that. You can.
They had something similar to that, actually.
Did it?
There was a name that they really
the
liked.
The Redhawks.
Redhawks.
Well, that was a...
The guy wouldn't come off
was
the...
was an African-American unit in the Air Force.
The guy wouldn't come off... Oh, it's a lock.
Yeah.
They're going to be the Redhawks.
I think it'd be perfect.
And they couldn't come... They couldn't get the guy to sell the website before.
Oh, really?
They owned it.
Well, maybe
that was one of the things that supposedly was stalling it. But I could see them becoming the Redhawks. Yeah.
The Bucks, the Falcons, or...
Oh, for you're back to the
for
quarterback.
For Trey Lance.
Yeah.
I could see it. I mean, what do you give up?
I wouldn't if I'm the
if
Falcons.
If he loses out to Brock Purdy, what do you give up for Trey Lance?
Bucks, I'd consider. I wouldn't if I'm Falcons. You got Desmond Ridder. Let's see what he does. You know, Minnesota. Behind Kirk Cousins. If you let Kirk walk, and he played in a similar offense in college at North Dakota State, I think that would be a sneaky one to add.
Chase Claypool.
I'm not all in. By the way, I'm not all in on Brock Purdy just magically being brought this magical. If you watched him, if you watched some of the games late in the season, I know Dusty's probably about to text me. If you watch him late in the seasons, all of a sudden those windows start getting tighter, and he had balls that could have been interceptions. I watched his last 2 years of college were not good. Granted, that's a very good offense for him, and maybe that will be a good fit, and maybe everything's going to be fine. I need to see it a second year. I need to see once defense coordinators have looked at him on tape and seen what he did well and seen what he struggled at. I want to see what happens when defense coordinators inevitably come with different defenses against him. How does he change?
Well, at least we got some tape on him as opposed to Trey Lance. That you got. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know. I what I've seen, Brock Purdy and, you know, his poise and – he's played a lot of football. You know, you talk about these one-year guys that come in and they're high draft picks. Brock Purdy played 4 years. Did he play four or five at Iowa State? And then was the last pick. He's got, at least he has seen a lot of stuff, and he translated to the NFL.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe he gets better. Maybe he doesn't make those throws this year.
Yeah. No, that could happen too.
Yeah.
And this is a very quarterback-friendly offense.
Yes.
It's a very quarterback-friendly offense. You could... Yeah, I don't know what happens to Trey Lance. Trey Lance to Houston was a conversation that we had before the draft.
I don't know what you get. What do you give up for Trey Lance? Because you have no idea.
What do you get?
Yeah.
What are you getting with Trey Lance? A guy who
I have no idea.
Guy who's played starting football one time
he's
in the last
he's
4 years.
He's the opposite of Brock Purdy, a guy who hasn't stopped playing football.
Yeah, he's played one time in his last 4 years. Yeah. Chase, I mean, not one time. I'm sorry. One
Chase
season.
Claypool, wide receiver, Chicago.
What about him?
Trade bait. Do you know what?
Is that?
Do you know how much worse? How much worse Justin Fields was when he got there, and how much better Pittsburgh was when he left? Chase Claypool is a stat killer. He had four in seven games last year. He had 14 catches.
Yeah, but he joined. Okay, so where are you getting this Chase Claypool trade?
33rd team.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that. Ryan Poles targeted him for a reason.
Well, he might have made a mistake.
No, he may have made
a
mistake.
They picked up DJ Moore this offseason.
But he believes.
They got Darnell Mooney. They got Dante Pettis, Equanimeous St. Brown, and Tyler Scott.
No, I'm telling you now, they're talking to Poles. They view him as being a completely different wide receiver now that he's. I think there was an issue with learning the terminology in midseason because he had to come in midseason and try to learn everything in midseason because he was traded in season last year from Pittsburgh. They gave up a second rounder and he didn't play anywhere near it. So he may have made a mistake with Chase Claypool, but they believe in Chase Claypool and he's going to be the wide receiver too over there. And then Tyler Scott will be, you know, Tyler Scott and Mooney, you know, they're going to work Scott in, but I think Tyler Scott's got a chance to be special. But Mooney is also a field stretcher, one of those skinny guys. I don't think Chase Claypool is getting dealt anytime soon.
Cordero Patterson.
Ooh, that's interesting.
They got Bijan and they got Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah, but he's a wide receiver.
No, he's not. He's a running back.
He's a wide receiver who took over running back a year and a half ago.
Right.
Now there's no question he's not going to get running back carries. Well, he's a hybrid. He's a he's what's wrong Debo. With calling he's Debo?
No.
You don't want one of those on your team?
Yeah.
I like him.
He's been
he scores touchdowns
well,
too.
But he could. He's a guy who could. You're not going to be any good. He's a guy who could might bring you something for a team that needs.
Because here's the problem: he's not a great wide receiver. His value is that he could do a little of both.
Yeah,
he could do a little of both. That's the value. You know who I would love to have him? Houston Texans.
Yes,
I'd love to have
him. Bobby Slowick has another Debo.
I'd love to have him.
Yeah,
absolutely. I would love to have that because then you could use him as a wide receiver, but you could also get him, you know, some carries here and there.
Yeah, and. And by the way, he returns kicks, and he's pretty good at that, too.
I think he'd be good with the Cowboys, too, actually.
They've got him going to Seattle, Denver, or Miami.
Who?
Cordero.
That's where they would.
33rd team.
Seattle, Denver. Yeah, I like Denver. And Miami. Miami's got so many different running backs.
How about a team that's in contention getting Chase Young?
Man, I love that.
Yep.
I love that.
A team that could use.
Well, I tell you.
First of all, he's got to stay on the field.
I mean, that's the thing. You know, the Chicago Bears are a team. They're not in contention, but if you want to get in contention quickly and if you can get the best out of him, you also have to guarantee. If you're trading for him, then you're going to sign him.
Yep. Well,
long term.
I mean,
then you have to wonder, like, okay, can he stay healthy? It's been a major issue for 2 years.
Right. They didn't pick up his fifth year, so.
Major issue. You don't pick up the first-year contract on the number two pick of the draft.
So,
fifth-year contract.
How about this defensive line that the Commanders might have? Montez Sweat, Darren Payne, who they just gave a huge contract to, Jonathan Allen, and Chase Young.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
It's looked like last year to start every year the last 2 years, and that's been the thing. If they all stay healthy, I mean, that's why I think Emmanuel Forbes is the sneakiest defensive rookie of the year candidate. I made him fifth or sixth, but I mentioned that to me, when you have that kind of potential pass rush and you already have a history, Emmanuel Forbes, first-round cornerback from Washington, he's 166 pounds.
He's so skinny.
He's 30 pounds skinnier than Chase Young. I mean, whenever people talk about him, I always love to throw the reminder in. When you lift wee Bryce Young up, he's 30 pounds heavier than Emmanuel Forbes. Emmanuel Forbes Bryce Young is 30.
Who's
little
lighter,
Bryce Young?
Tank Dell? Forbes?
Tank is skinnier. But Emmanuel Forbes is taller, so Tank looks more built.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Forbes has freakishly skinny legs. As you can imagine, 6 foot, 166 pounds, he's freakishly skinny. He also has six career pick sixes, which is the all-time FBS record. He had 14 interceptions in college. He had 8 interceptions with 2 pick sixes his senior year of high school. It's just what he does. He has instincts. He has ball skills. And he's a former receiver, too. If you get that kind of pass rush going and people have to get the ball away quick and you got a ball hawk running around on the back end, that's how you can turn into a defensive rookie of the year. Although I made Will Anderson my defensive rookie of the year. Stuff came out. I've got C.J. Stroud, the number 3 ranked offensive, and Will Anderson, my number 1 ranked. And I always look at things from a trying to win the award standpoint. I'm not trying to just put, like, I'm looking at it from a handicapping standpoint, how I think it'll go down.
All right, Buda Baker.
Ooh, man.
He doesn't want to be there.
Buda's such a game changer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know who would... No, you can't do it because you already gave up a bunch for Jamal Adams.
The Eagles have cap room. The Giants are an option, although they did just spend a lot of money on Andrew Thomas this week. So, I don't know. We'll see. But Buda Baker would be a nice addition to a team that needs help. Buda Baker is a player. And the Cardinals don't need him.
Hold on. What about the Bengals? Didn't they just lose Bates? They didn't re-sign Bates, did they? Jesse Bates, I think they lost Jesse Bates in free agency.
Yeah, but you got to have cap money, too, on top of that.
Oh, well, yeah, the whole cap
thing. And then Patrick Queen they have as a potential.
Yeah.
With the addition of Roquan.
He's been a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Although I think they're going to keep him there and see, you know, what they do with him, what they can do with him.
Yeah. So that's possible trade partners. Traders, guys who could get traded this coming after these camps or during camps, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, man. I'm looking right now. You could easily play. Buda could slide in over there with the Bengals if they have the money.
Yeah, it's about the money. We'll see, and that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest hindrance for teams.
Buda Baker, to me, just like you saw with the difference that Minkah Fitzpatrick had when he went to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Those kind of ball hawking, you know, hair on fire safeties who can kind of move around the field, like Jalen Petrie, by the way. That's why I'm really starting to love Jalen Petrie, is those guys can have a huge difference on a defensive unit and the way that they play and the energy that they have. And Buda is an energy player. He's a passionate player. You saw the video of him where he starts crying in the locker room because he's so mad that they're losing.
Well,
can you imagine if the Rockets? I wish
he's going to be crying all year this year.
I know. Can the Rockets sign him? After every game, they were laughing and just hugging guys and laughing. Buda Baker would have fought a Rocket last year.
No, no. Sean Payton had words for people. Robert Saleh responded. We'll have that on the other side right here on ESPN. Because
that's where Nathaniel Hackett is right now.
Yeah.
He's his offense coordinator.
And, Andy said that the Jets were doing too much stuff outside of football.
That's right. Yeah. He did say that.
Yeah.
I think Hackett's in
the Jets, right? Yeah, he's with the Jets.
Yeah, and he said the Jets are,
Yeah. We'll hear Robert Saleh's response on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Teach me to speak German. Selflist.com.
How much is too
big? 9.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 936 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. So, Sean Payton went scorched earth on Nathaniel Hackett. And he
kind of weird to do that to kind of big up his quarterback and try to...
Yeah.
You know, it was a way of basically saying, hey, this isn't all on Russell Wilson. That was kind of weird to do that.
Well, not only that, he went after his own GM. And said, you know,
George Patton, yeah.
Yeah, he said, I mean, and Mike Tannenbaum was on the show before ours this morning on ESPN, and he said, man, you just don't do that. It's not even an unwritten rule. You just don't do it because Patton could come back when Sean Payton messes up the play clock or whatever, calls bad plays, whatever the case may be, and go, okay, now you want me to come out publicly and crush you like you crushed me? But maybe Payton had a discussion with Patton beforehand and said, I mean, we got to take the pressure off. I gotta go.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I want Russell to feel better about himself.
Hey, yeah. We need to get this kid in the right. We need to get Russell back where he needs to be. And the first thing we need to do is take some of this heat off of him.
Yeah. But he did go scorched on Nathaniel Hackett. He said it was the worst coaching job ever. And then he said, you know, and there were a lot of things going on non-football for the Broncos last year. They weren't like just like the Jets this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Jets are doing a lot of stuff that ain't about football. Hard Knocks for one. So Robert Saleh asked about Sean Payton's words for Nathaniel Hackett and the New York Jets organization. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I'm not going to acknowledge Sean on that. He's been in the league a while. He can say whatever the hell he wants. But as far as, you know, what we have going on here, it's, I kind of live by saying, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. So hate away, you know. It's obviously we're doing something right if you got to talk about us when we don't play you till week four. And I'm good with it, you know. But, you know, the guys in our locker room, they've earned everything that's coming to them. And really excited about what's going on. I think Hackett's doing a phenomenal job here. The coaching staff is doing a phenomenal job, and we're focused on us. I get it. There's a lot of external noise. There's a lot of people who are hating on us. There's a lot of people looking for us to fail. There's a lot of crows pecking at our neck. But all you can do is spread your wings, keep flying high until those crows fall off and suffocate from the inability to breathe. It's a whole other analogy I'll get into later.
Okay.
If you got no haters, you ain't popping.
I know.
You right? Said that before, haven't you? Yeah. That's something Lance would say.
It's a little saying that we have, me and Robert Saleh. And I've got haters.
Did you two talk about that while he was here? When he was coaching here?
It's something, yeah, I didn't know. Well, that, I told, did
he, well he knew well, you he, had haters.
So this is the thing. I was out of practice. He was quality control. And I remember seeing this bald guy standing there. I was talking to
like,
Adam.
That dude will kick your ass.
I was talking to Adam Wexler. And Adam Wexler is like, man, it just seems like people are all, you know, all up in my...
Oh, that's not what Adam sounds like. John, what does Adam Wexler sound like?
Don't... No.
I'm not going to do Adam Wexler.
And I said, listen, if you ain't got haters, you ain't popping. I told him that, and I remember seeing him look over.
Saleh looked over,
and I didn't think Saleh was going to steal it. And it's something I've been known to say for quite a... You know,
what if Matt Jackson was there?
Well, nope. I don't do that impression. You do. You do that impression.
No. Nope. What? He's sitting there trying to mind his own business. He's like a teacher right now, and you're a coach.
I love Matt Jackson. But
daily affirmations. Can you do one of Matt Jackson's daily affirmations in his voice?
No, I'm not your puppet. Okay.
Well, you did the first one. Why not the second one?
I didn't do the first.
Whatever your Adam West impression is.
He's the worst.
He actually doesn't talk like that nearly as much as he.
Who, Adam Wexler?
Yeah, Adam Wexler.
What happens when Matt Jackson is excited about Cougars basketball?
I'm not doing that.
No. Just, he's trying to puppeteer you.
He is.
Don't let him puppeteer you.
In there, okay? Hey,
there's a lot of people who may not
you
know.
You boss interns around, okay?
I'm not bossing her. I'm giving her instruction.
You are. She's supposed to be by the phones, and you're in here going, no, do this and do that.
I didn't tell her to do anything. I'm trying to add value to her internship.
You are added value?
Yeah, because
you're added value.
I'm teaching her the board.
Okay.
RJ never, your favorite RJ never did that.
That's my guy. I'll talk about RJ, okay? So the crows are pecking at our neck?
Did you teach them that one, too?
Until they suffocate, then that something goes, I'll explain it later.
Would they have the ability?
You know why he said I explained it later? Because I never told him what that meant.
He's going to call you?
Yeah, because I never told him what it meant. I am supposed to go to Jets camp for a weekend. I was going to fly there and go, but now I'm worried that Robert Saleh is going to steal all my riz. So I can't do that.
Saleh's going to steal all his riz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want you saying Riz anymore.
Yeah.
He's a Riz jacker.
Do you know what a glizzy is?
Yeah.
Yes, we've gone through this.
Yeah, we've gone through this.
It's just a hot dog.
Look at Sam's like this. Why are you saying ugly stuff and Sam and the intern
Assemblies of God
from the
University,
Assemblies of God?
And you're in there rizzing and glizzing.
You
can we start
Riz.
A show
you're
called
dropping glizzing on her.
Can we
first
start
of all,
a show?
First of all,
can we start a podcast, me and I'll you, say, just I'll, called Rizzing and Glizzing?
Okay. I'll say this.
How do you even know what that is, Sam? You go to the Southwest Assemblies of God.
What is it?
Explain it to her since she doesn't know.
Well, you know how I found out what it is?
How?
Because Jabari said that Tari likes to eat a lot of hot dogs, or he would be the hot dog eating champion.
Oh, okay.
And Tari goes, I ain't eating them glizzies.
That's how you found out.
That's how I found
out. I would point out, I'm never risen and glizzen with Lance.
All right.
Risen and glizzen. Glizzen. Is the new show.
Shouldn't that be?
What about schnitzel?
My schnitzel. Yeah. Why don't you name that? Why don't you change pass to the draft to Risen and Glizzen?
Yeah. I'll pitch it.
Risen and Glizzen with Lance and Daniel Jeremiah.
Daniel Jeremiah. Risen. Yeah. Instead of move the sticks.
Yeah. Risen and Glizzen.
I mean, it's a thought. I'm an idea man. I come up with ideas.
We know. What do you call your best friends?
What I call my best friends?
Yeah, your boys. What do you call them?
Well, if they're German, I call them my schnitzels.
That's so terrible.
What?
What?
If they're German?
Yeah.
You guys ever had schnitzel?
My schnitzel.
Yes.
What's up, my schnitzel?
Yes.
But it's what's up, my schnitzel, right?
Right.
What's that?
What is it?
What's up, my schnitzel?
What up, my schnitzel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can say, or what was the other one that you, what's the pastry?
Strudel.
Yeah.
My strudel?
Yeah, you can do my strudel. Or she's a strudel.
Oh, is that
it? Yeah. That's what the Germans
say. That's what she's a snack in German means.
You're a whole ass strudel. Yeah.
You're a whole ass strudel.
Yeah, you're a whole ass strudel. Yeah, that's what the Germans say. I don't say it because I'm an American. Okay. My last name is just German sounding, but yeah, some people have said.
Zierlein? Yeah.
Some people have said that before from Germany.
Kansas Germans.
It is one of the things. Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Ooh, that girl looking like a strudel. But the girls can say that about the guys, too.
Yeah, German, you can say a guy's a snack. Yeah. Or a strudel
only
in
if
this
you're
case.
German can you say that.
That's it?
Is it appropriation
a
if,
sweet
I,
snack?
If I yeah. say a woman is a whole ass strudel, it's appropriation because I'm not German?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't appropriate.
You can't say that. And I was uncomfortable with you just saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just pointing out how inappropriate it is. That's all.
Well, just stop appropriating that.
Sounds pretty. Yeah. Right? Inappropriating yeah. is what you're just doing.
That's not a thing.
Taking something and making it sound inappropriate when you're stealing from another culture.
And I don't want
you inappropriated.
I don't want you calling any Italians Dagos.
Don't worry.
Okay.
The mouth on this one.
All right.
I would never say that.
Don't appropriate.
That's not
I
something I would say.
I understand you're half Greek, just the good side. So John says.
No, no.
Don't worry. I understand you're half Cajun.
That's what Wendy's mom said. I understand you're half Cajun.
See, that's the problem, John. You're taking it too far. Why would I go there? Wouldn't it be a food, I would say? We're sticking with schnitzel and strudel. Why would I go to that word?
Look at that cannoli.
She's a whole ass cannoli?
She's don't be appropriating. Okay?
Inappropriate.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to. What would an Italian call me after I said cannoli?
Oh. Just watch True
Romance.
Would
it be a word that rhymes with cannoli?
I don't know.
Hey, he's a whole ass.
No. I have no idea what
True Romance and there's a scene.
Where
eventually somebody has to
The
get
Sopranos,
shot.
You're gonna catch that too.
Or more.
The Sopranos.
You're gonna catch
the
a
Italians,
bunch.
So you know what I've learned over the years? The Italians are really they really dislike other people from other countries and races, and your people are a rough people.
Well, those people.
Yeah. Well, in like New York.
Yeah. Those
in Chicago?
Those Italians. In Chicago, we were tolerant. Actually, we were very inclusive. Very inclusive.
Like, what was
it? Now, look at me.
Let me ask you a
question.
What
neighborhoods am I in? I'm in the Chinese community. I'm in the Jewish community. I'm in all the communities.
Let me ask you. Who were some of the black guys that were in the Animals, your inclusive gang in Chicago? Glizzy Steve?
What kind of nickname is that?
Who was the Asian gang member from the Animals?
Did you have a guy called Glizzy Steve?
No, we had no. We didn't know what Glizzy's were until a couple of weeks ago. Okay, so we didn't have any of that.
Or did you say this? Maybe not Glizzy Steve, but when you saw one of your boys, were you like,
"Look at my African American over here"?
Did you do that to one of the guys in the Animals?
Actually, famous Chicago Glizzies.
Stop.
Are hot dogs not
I
famous
guess so,
in Chicago?
But I feel like we're going into it.
What do you like on your glizzies?
Chicago style. That's right.
I told you, Dale.
That's it. Chicago style glizzies. That's what we do.
Did you name it Steve, though?
No. Glizzy Steve.
What a terrible nickname for Steve to have.
As if this isn't weird enough, news of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5.
It was a holiday show. I don't know what to tell you.
ESPN 5 and 92.5 at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird.
Hi, welcome back. Let me ask you a question. We've seen wrongful convictions in the United States.
Yes, we have.
We have. And what happens usually, a lot of times they'll sue if in fact they find that.
Yeah, they eventually get some money. Yeah.
They get some money.
Sometimes decent, but not for their life. Is your life worth $500,000, having 17 years taken away, living in prison? I don't feel like it's enough.
No.
$30,000 a year?
Well, you don't want to be wrongfully accused and imprisoned in Britain. In Great Britain.
Okay.
A man who was innocent and was wrongly jailed for 17 years is going to have to pay thousands of dollars for board and lodgings over those 17 years.
This cannot be true.
It is true. Andy Malkinson, 57, found guilty of raping a woman in 2003, had his conviction quashed. However, he now has revealed that he may have to pay for the cost of food and accommodation while he was behind bars. And it's understood that this has been the standard practice in miscarriage of justice cases since 1995. They have to pay back the government for food and lodging.
You mean for the hookup they had in prison?
Yeah. Food, okay.
Wow.
For the wonderful accommodations.
That would make me go back to jail because I would do something terrible.
I might kill the guy who tried to ask me for money. After I spent 17 years in prison. So don't be wrongfully accused because you're going to have to pay that money back.
I don't plan on being wrongfully accused.
You know tennis star Nick Kyrgios?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a lunatic.
He is a lunatic. Do you know what he has? He has 9 tattoos. Any idea what they're of? Well, these are just 9 of his tattoos.
What 9 of his tattoos are of? A hatchet. I don't know.
Pokemon characters.
Well, if you've seen him on the court, he never really has grown up. He still throws tantrums.
He does throw tantrums.
He is a tantrum tosser.
Yeah.
That makes some sense, I suppose.
Yeah. No. I just don't know that I want, I know for the rest of my life, I just don't know if I want that. Here's something. Do you want to buy an ultra rare Apple sneaker on sale right now?
No, because it's probably super expensive.
What do you think it's going for?
Apple, like the company Apple?
Yeah, Apple company.
Oh, man. This is probably going to go for $50,000?
$50,000, exactly.
Wow.
Thank you. $50,000 for a pair of sneakers. Even my wife won't buy those, I don't think.
$50,000 for sneakers. You know, I was going to at first say like $25,000, and then I said, whatever you think is too high, double it.
Yeah. It is.
And that's when you're in a sneaker
game. That's when you're a sneaker game. That is the sneaker game right there. Is mustard, National Mustard Day? Do you want Skittles? Mustard-flavored Skittles.
Yeah, of course.
National Mustard Day.
I'm from Texas.
You like mustard-flavored Skittles?
I wouldn't want it, but it's better than getting mayonnaise-flavored Skittles.
I like mustard. I'm a mustard fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big mustard
fan. You get a choice, mustard or mayonnaise. And if you get a choice, I'd rather have a mouthful of mustard than a mouthful of mayonnaise.
Me too, absolutely. I like the mustard plant as opposed to the mayonnaise
Maybe
plant.
Not a mouthful. It's a stronger flavor
yeah.
than mayonnaise.
There's a new study out. Insect protein may slow weight gain and promote better health.
Yeah, you know why? Because you're eating insects.
Would you like to have mealworm protein?
A powder?
Apparently, rodents began eating 2 types of mealworms in a dried powder similar to flour, and they began losing weight.
Yeah, sure, you'll try that.
Because you're grossed out, right?
I can't eat. You're losing weight.
I know. I'm just always grossed out from eating crickets.
A new survey out. Maybe Dell can answer this one. Or Sam, maybe. I don't know. Half of the people on Tinder don't actually want a date. What do you think they're there for, Dell?
Smash.
Well,
that's a date, though.
Oh, is that a date? Well,
Yeah.
What else could they be there for?
What are
just
they
just to be able to talk to somebody?
Yeah. I mean,
companionship? What do they want?
Apparently, they just want to look at people.
Well, I get that. You just want to see who's actually in your area, look at people.
It becomes interesting to say why someone would spend all day on a dating app that's not interested in a date.
You want to just see what people are about, how they're selling themselves.
It's like, you mean like watching unwrapping videos of presents you can't have that you're not going to have, but you watch someone else do it?
Yeah. Apparently, it's just entertainment. I guess they read the... A lot of people are there just to...
I can see that, though.
Yeah. Read the captions.
Because especially if it's wild, if it's crazy.
You'll screen cap it, put it on Twitter and stuff like that.
Have you ever been on any of those, Dell?
Not recently, but years ago.
Tinder?
Yeah.
Is it interesting?
Mm-hmm. No. I don't find things like that interesting.
Some of it was funny, though, wasn't it?
It's fun just
unintentional funny?
Yeah. I mean, but I'm not going to spend all day doing
What's
that.
What's one where the girl has to write you first? Like, you're not allowed to creep out on her.
Is that
Bumble?
Bumble? I think
is
it's
that it?
Bumble.
All right, last one. Have you ever wanted to be a manatee?
An actual animal?
Yeah, manatee.
No, I haven't wanted to be.
Well, apparently one died of injuries from a sexual encounter with his brother in a Florida aquarium.
A manatee and the manatee's brother?
Yeah, apparently the marine mammals are not too meticulous about who their sex partners are.
And it could be your own brother.
Could be your own brother. Your own brother killed him.
Was the brother like, hey?
I don't think I ever want to be a manatee.
Stop trying to do that to me.
I don't
want to
come back
you?
As a manatee.
Did the brother kill his brother because, hey, leave me alone? Stop trying that, so I'm going to kill you?
Or I'm going to do you to death.
Oh,
do you to death?
What an awful thing to
what
say.
What a terrible thing rolling into the weekend.
Yeah, how do you end the show
have
with
a great
that?
Weekend, everybody.
Wow, you're terrible.
He did his brother. It's the Cain and Abel of manatees.
But a different type of Cain and Abel.
Oh, different. Only different.
That's not exactly.
You don't know.
Is that how
Were you there?
I thought he killed him with like a
I don't
fist.
Know. I wasn't there.
Did Cain
do
Abel to death? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know, but I just don't want to be a manatee anymore.
I'm going to have to ask our intern. She goes to that Christian school. How did Abel actually die?
We're done. Have a great weekend. Paul Gallant is next, we think. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pitter patter.
It's a hard life picking stones and pulling teats, but sure as God's got sandals, it beats fighting dudes with treasure trails.
Bye, bitch.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.